Hello.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, so your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to both in North Carolina?
I don't have no idea what you said.
Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
That's my business, not nobody else's.
Yes, it's actually, we're calling from Opinion Research. And today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. So this service is quick and confidential.
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. And how likely are you to vote in this November election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Oh, I'm definitely voting.
Okay, thank you. And how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Poor, okay. And when it comes to overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, strong protection for workers, and lower drugs prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people, or the second statement. Under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America.
I didn't understand that.
Which of those two statements that I read, do you agree with more, like the positive one or the negative? Like, I read the first one,
The one where under him we have seen a better thing.
Okay.
Under Biden we have seen better things.
Okay, but I mean, which of the statements do you know that it's more like accurately for you? Like, is there, would Biden have like more job, higher wages, strong protection, or they have like the cost of living, the inflation have skyrocketed, the cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young people, working people. Which one you think that's the most?
More jobs.
Okay, thank you. And next we'll mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or you don't know. Roy Cooper, is that very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know?
I'm sorry, but I just can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, okay. I will just read some of the names of some politics. And for you can tell me they're favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. Like this person you know is very favorable for the campaign or not favorable. So, for example, Roy Cooper, have you heard it?
I think he made a very good governor.
Okay, so that's very favorable for you then.
Yes.
Okay, Larry Buckout.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And Donald Trump?
What about him?
It's very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Look, I have nothing to say about that man because I don't think he's human.
Okay, so you don't know then. Okay. Is that the option like we should use? You don't know?
I just like I said, I have nothing to say about him because I don't think he's a human being.
Okay. Don Davis?
I know who that is.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
Now, I think she's great.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Great.
Okay. And if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I don't even think he should be running because he's going to mess it up. But Kamala Harris, the Democrat,
okay.
Kamala Harris.
In this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, Mark Robinson, the Republican? And if you have to choose today?
The first one. I would never vote for Mark Robinson.
Okay. Thank you. And in the election of the U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose? And if you have to vote today, Joan Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
I'm undecided on that right now. But I will never vote for a Republican.
Okay. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
Yes.
Okay. Now, of the following four, which of do you consider to be your primary financial institution? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, checking, cashing outlet, auto institution?
What did that have to do with the election?
Oh, just question. If you don't know, that we can, pass it away. So, here are some statements about the records of your current, Congressman, Don Davis. Write your reaction to each as a very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. So Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy. He's a military veteran, minister, and teacher at the ECU, and he has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington. Is that very positive statement for you, somewhat positive, neutral, negative, or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. Now, Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud, making sure that your privacy is protected and preserve credit card rewards program against an effort by the big box chain retailers and the corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten those programs. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative, don't know.
Don't know.
Okay. Don Davis supports allowing North Carolina Credit Union to make more small
business
loans.
Ma'am, I got to go. I was getting ready to go. So you have a good day.
But